So already, I've already discussed about the pathophysiology of the allergic contact dermatitis, that it is by the type 4 hypersensitivity. So for the allergic contact dermatitis to take place, the first step would be sensitization to the specific allergen in those individuals who are at risk of developing allergic contact dermatitis. Then after the sensitization, when the CD4 and the CD8 cells have been produced, further exposure to allergens will lead to the elicitation of the hypersensitivity reaction, that is mainly type 4 hypersensitivity reaction. So the cells which are involved are the dendritic cells, Langerhans cells, which are mainly the antigen presenting cells, whereas the immune reaction is produced by the T cells, that is CD4 and CD8 type of T cells. Regulatory T cells are also involved in the process. And when there is a further exposure to the same allergen or to the other allergens after sensitization has taken place, the mammary T cells would act to produce the further reactions. So in the priming event during the sensitization, when the allergen penetrates the skin, it is bound to the Langerhans cells. These Langerhans cells and the antigen presenting cells carries the allergens via the lymphatics to the paracortical areas of the lymph nodes, where it stimulates the T cells and which causes proliferation and the dissemination of the T lymphocytes. When they are stimulated and produced, they are carried via the efferent lymphatics to the whole body, where they produces an inflammatory response via the CD8 positive T cells, that is the cytotoxic T cells, via Fas, ligand, perforin and granzyme. So this first exposure when occurs and production of the local reaction takes about 5 to 25 days to occur, that is it is a late reaction, which we call as a type 4 hypersensitivity reaction. This was the primary event which was taking place. Re-exposure to the sensitized allergen stimulate the mammary T cells, and hence the response would be again the production of the T lymphocytes, which produces the further reactions in the body, apoptosis of the keratinocytes, and hence an allergic contact dermatitis is elicited and it is manifested.